Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at it. Chuck Richeau hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Friday night with you. 404-726-0929, that is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, NBA draft last night. We had fun at the NBA draft party at the State Farm Arena. And, of course, this lady was covering the Atlanta Hawks at their practice facility. Lauren Williams joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. She's the beat writer for the Atlanta Hawks for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you can check out all of her fine work, and she is on Twitter, at WilliamsLaurenL. As always, Lauren, appreciate the time as we talk about this draft that went down last night.
Of course. I'm so happy to, you know, that we're finally on the other side of this.
Yeah, so what were the biggest reasons that you think that they looked at selecting Kobe Bufkin with that number 15 pick? What stood out to them about the reason that they took him at 15?
Yeah, you know, I think that they just focused a lot on his upside. I think he's a guy that, yes, he's young. And again, you and I have talked about this a million times over the course of our many chats leading up to last night. But, you know, he's not going to spend a lot of time, I believe, with the main team this year. You kind of expect to see him probably spending a lot of his time out in College Park, just because they have a lot of depth with both DeJounte Murray and Trae Young in the backcourt, and they'll likely bring in a bit of a more savvy veteran to kind of be the backup for those two guys. But I think what stood out to them about him is just his maturity. That's kind of what Landry Fields pointed to in his conversations that he's had with Kobe Bufkin. I think they also just like the fact that he is in love with basketball. It sounds like he's the type of guy that's going to be a gym rat, who's always going to be working on, you know, leveling up. I also think he's the type of guy who's never going to sleep until, you know, he gets out there and satisfies not just himself, but everybody else. So I think they really appreciate that he's the type of person that's not going to rest on his laurels and who's really going to kind of bring the attitude that this team kind of needs to shift the culture toward one that wants to win a championship.
So I guess, you know, the big question is, can this be a guy that helps out the Hawks this year, or is it more valuable for him to develop because he is young and he's got a lot of work that he needs on his game? Is it better for him versus playing 5 to 8 minutes a night on the Hawks bench to go to College Park and start every night and get that development?
Yeah, I think he's kind of going to be in the similar boat that Jalen Johnson was in a couple years ago, where he doesn't have a lot of minutes available to him just because of how much depth that he has. And that's not to say that he won't maybe get, you know, 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. But from everything that I've heard as far as reporters from back in Utah, Quinn Snyder's not the type of coach that will play young guys a significant amount of minutes. And we kind of saw that a bit with AJ Griffin in the playoffs there. So I think that, you know, he'll kind of shuttle between both College Park and the Hawks. But, yeah, I don't really think he's going to be the type of player that comes in and makes an immediate impact.
Lauren Williams joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline, beat writer for the Atlanta Hawks, for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. What about Seth Lundy? What was it about him that they liked at number 46?
I really think that they like that he's a guy that can knock down 40% of his shots from three. I mean, that's kind of hard to argue right there. That's a pretty good percentage. But I also think it's his defense. He's going to be that quintessential 3-and-D guy that's kind of eluded them. And, you know, again, I don't think he's the type of player that's going to come in and make an immediate impact, just because, again, the Hawks have so much depth at wing, so many guys ahead of him in terms of Bogdan Bogdanovic, DeAndre Hunter, DeJounte Murray. You kind of go down the list there and you can just name all the people who will likely factor into the rotation ahead of him. But I think they're really thinking about, as far as the picks that they took this year, low risk, high upside, high reward type of guys. And the three guys that they picked, including that player that they traded up for in the draft, sending that 2027 second round pick to the Celtics to get number 39, Mohammed Guay. I think they're just thinking low risk, high reward, somebody that they can develop over time. And as I wrote today, those are guys that they're going to give their all to this team.
Lauren, you know, obviously, we had Landry Fields on the show today on Dukes and Bell. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he talked about the idea of having patience. And you brought this up the last time that I talked with you about the idea of that I think Hawks fans are going to have patience, that they weren't going to make moves right away. You know, obviously, were you kind of surprised that, A, they didn't make any moves as far as where they drafted? I mean, there was a lot of rumors out there, whether it was DeAndre Hunter in Indiana, whether it was Clint Capella and the number 10 pick from Dallas. Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of rumors flying around. Were you surprised that nothing happened on draft night, or did it go kind of just how you expected?
Well, I have two answers. So I remember joking with my podcast producers that I wanted a little bit of chaos from the Hawks in the sense that I wanted to see them make a move and see them kind of shake up the roster a little bit. But I'm honestly not surprised. My gut, and I think we talked about this too the last time we chatted, but my gut told me that they were going to stand pat at number 15. And Landry Fields essentially told us that when he chatted with the media in his pre-draft availability last Friday. It's hard to see, you know, the deals that they can potentially make with this roster, just kind of where they are. It's not as if they can take on a lot of salary. They can't take on a ton of players. They can't, you know, convince other teams to take on some of the salaries that they have. And they're kind of limited in terms of the assets that they do have. And so it's not surprising that they weren't able to get things done. You look at what Dallas was able to do to, one, get rid of Davis Bertans and that contract, and they were able to move up or pick at 12 as opposed to picking at 15. So the Hawks were just kind of in a really weird situation. I feel like that is kind of indicative of just where their season kind of had them falling when the regular season was over. And so, I wanted to see more stuff happened, but I'm not at all surprised that nothing did.
Lauren Williams, Hawks beat reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, joining me on the WaitForIt.com hotline. So it's the question we keep going round and round about.
Yeah.
And again, Landry Fields was on the show, and he talked about the luxury tax and said, look, I have the authority and the power with the group involved that I can either be in it or not in it, but they're in it right now. Do they stay in it? I mean, again, we keep waiting for – because here's the thing, Lauren. Perception has the same effect as truth. And I don't perceive right now that they want to be – now, no team wants to be in the luxury tax, but it's really hard to build a roster without it. And if you're going to have a supermax player, then you're going to eat up a lot of cap space, and that's going to limit – what you can build around him when you have those kinds of guys. And I don't see how you can not be in the luxury tax. But again, you know, The first thing I'm going to be looking at is not whether or not that they add a dynamic player. It's about the salaries that are moved, because I don't perceive, and if you listen to what Brian Windhorst said last night on his draft show, that there's a mandate that they're supposed to get under the luxury tax. I just don't know who to believe right now. I don't know. My head is spinning because of this.
Yeah, it's a really weird, not weird, that's not the right word, but I agree with you. It's really hard to believe what they tell you at face value. Of course, you know, in talking to my sources in the front office, they say that that's not true, that there isn't a mandate to get below the luxury tax. But like you said, the moves that they make in the upcoming week ahead of free agency, or the moves that they take, or the contracts that they take on once free agency opens, I think that will dictate and kind of give you an idea of whether or not they do want to get under the luxury tax. Maybe it's not necessarily a mandate from ownership that they do. Maybe it's just a mandate from the front office themselves that they don't, you know, quite believe that they're right there, that they can justify being in the luxury tax. That dictates whether or not they move on from some of the contracts or the players that they have. I'm right there with you. You can try and listen to what your sources say, but sometimes actions, as you know, as they say, speak louder than words. So I might stay with you. I'm my head's spinning.
Yeah, no, I understand. And, you know, look, my theory is this. And, again, you can poke holes in all this all you want, because I'm open to it. But I think, by and large, they're going to run this thing back. They're going to give Quinn Snyder an entire offseason to get this thing right, to get this thing on track. And they're going to run it back with their starting five and most of their bench pieces. That would be Bogey, Jalen Johnson, A.J. Griffin, Okongwu, that they will ride with those guys. They may tweak the bottom end of their roster, but by and large, they're going to run this thing back. And they're going to give it, I think, until the trade deadline. And at that point, they're going to have to kind of crap or get off the pot, because if it's not going well, then you probably have to move on from DeJounte Murray and some guys. Or if it does go well, then you stay in the luxury tax and you run that route. Give me your thoughts about that theory.
Yeah, that's kind of where I've been, where it's they want to give Quinn Snyder a chance to make things work with what he has right now. I mean, you can point to he didn't have a full season to really get the most out of these guys. And so, yeah, I can see them kind of making more decisions toward the luxury tax. You kind of look at where DeJounte Murray's contract is, for example. He's heading into a contract year, and if things aren't quite working out in the backcourt with Trae Young like they envision it to be, the trade deadline is probably the best chance for them to get something in return. You know, it might not be as good as what they gave up to get him, but at least he will have some value at that point that a contending team might be calling to see what his availability is, and the Hawks might, it might behoove them to, you know, try and move him at that point. So I think that's kind of where we see things happening a little bit more. But I still think they're going to continue shopping these guys around and taking a listen to what other front offices, what other teams are willing to give up. But from all accounts, it looks like they're trying to, you know, not shop guys around for peanuts on the dollar. They're trying to get the best value that they can in return for moving some of these guys if they're able to move him.
So I mean, without a last question for you, without it, you know, having a specific name in mind or anything like that, what do you think the next move is? I mean, do you think it's somebody that's traded? Do you think that they sign a lower tier free agent to kind of fill out the roster? Like, what do you think is next for the Atlanta Hawks? I mean, we're obviously anticipating all this news, but what do you think is kind of the next domino to fall for them?
Yeah, you have to, you know, where there's smoke, where there's fire, right? And I do think that, you know, Clint Capela is a likely person that they try to move, just because his contract is a little bit friendlier than, say, John Collins is. And, you know, if they compare John Collins and Onyeka Okongwu, you know, that might be the best case scenario to trying to, you know, hold on to some rim protection that they can, especially if they're giving up Capela and kind of moving on from that salary a little bit there. But you still have to think, you know, DeAndre Hunter is in play, just because it seemed like things were kind of ramping up a little bit with the Pacers there before they fell apart. And again, names like DeJounte Murray keep coming up just because he does have a little bit of a friendlier contract being on an extending, an expiring deal. So yeah, if no trades happen in the next couple of days, and obviously signing veterans to, you know, team friendly deals, veteran minimums, is probably what we see happen.
She covers the Atlanta Hawks for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you can check out all of her work. She is on Twitter, at Williams Lauren L. And Lauren Williams, join me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Lauren, as always, appreciate the time. We will certainly keep in touch here as we hopefully anticipate a busy offseason, but we will see what unfolds here over the next few weeks.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
You got it. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.